Thank you, sir, for your introduction. Once again, I'm Russell Purvis, postdoctoral associate in Virginia Tech. Today I'm going to talk about early high moisture wheat harvest, improved wheat and double crop soybean yields and quality. Our today's topic is the part of our main project, increasing yields and profitability of mid-Atlantic double crop soybean. It was funded by United Soybean Board and also funded by Qualified State Soybean Board in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. I'd like to start with some advantages of wheat soybean double cropping system. Double cropping increases our total food production and generates greater net return. It also improves our soil quality and soil fertility and water quality, and ensures better utilization of land, labor, capital, and equipment. Now the question is, how we can increase our wheat soybean double cropping yield and make it more sustainable? Well, we have two options. Number one, increase wheat yield or reduce wheat yield loss. And number two, reduce double crop soybean yield loss. Because literature suggests double crop soybean yield 10 to 40% less than full season soybean. There are several reasons for this yield loss, but one of the most important reasons is the late planting. Because due to late planting, double crop flowers early. It also induced by short photo period and high temperature. Double crops doesn't allow plant to develop an optimum leaf area index to maximize solar radiation or light interception. It also shortened reproductive growth stage that coincide with less total solar radiation. So we need to plant our double crop soybean as early as possible. How we can do that? Well, we have an option to harvest our wheat at high moisture near about 20%, but you need to dry it down immediately. Literature suggests the wheat reaches maximum test weight, grade, and acceptable milling quality near about 30% moisture. If you harvest your wheat at high moisture, that's going to ensure high yield due to high test weight and less chattel loss. And if you wait or delay your harvesting, you are basically reducing your wheat quality, such as grain falling number, clear flower percentage, and also increase down. The most important point that I like to highlight from this slide, if you harvest your wheat early, it's going to allow you to plant your double crop soybean 7 to 10 days early. Why it is important? Because literature suggests each day delay planting after mid-June, you are basically reduce half a bushel soybean yield. So with that, our objectives were to evaluate the effect of high moisture wheat harvest on wheat yield and quality, and also evaluate the double crop soybean yield across planting date following wheat harvest. And we also evaluated season-long dynamics of NDVI across planting date and soybean cultivar. We conducted our research across 5 mid-Atlantic states. Actually, it was 4 in 2015, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Then we included North Carolina this year. We started harvesting our wheat at near about 20% moisture. Then we harvested at every 4 to 7 days interval in a randomized complete block design. Our harvesting date runs from early June to mid-July. We measure wheat yield, test weight, moisture content, and grain quality. Then we immediately planted our double crop soybean, and the planting date ranges from early June to mid-July. We use 6 soybean cultivar from 3 different relative maturities. The design of the experiment was a split plot where the main plot was planting date and the subplot was cultivar. We collected NDVI with a green seeker at 1 week interval, starting from R1 to R8. Then we also measure our double crop soybean yield. All of this data were statistically analyzed by ANOVA and regression. Moving on to the results, this graph represents our wheat moisture content across harvesting date that's collected over 2 years period. Here the x-axis is the days after first harvest, and 0 represents basically early June, and 35 represents late or mid-July, and y-axis is the wheat moisture in percentage. And we didn't see any relationship between wheat moisture content and days after harvest. The reason was high rainfall, more than average rainfall during mid-June. If you exclude that data point, we can see a general declining trend of wheat moisture content across harvesting date. This graph represents wheat yield across harvesting date. Again, it's a y-axis is the wheat relative yield, and we see the wheat relative yield declined quadratically as you delay your harvesting. But we don't see that much yield penalty until the 10 days of harvest, that is mid-June. After that, we lost like 20 bushels yield over a month of period. There are several reasons for this yield loss, but the main important reason is the wheat test weight that also declined linearly across harvesting date. And I have been told by several farmers, like if you lose your wheat test weight after a certain limit, you cannot sell your product as a grain quality, a food grain. You have to sell like a feed grain that's going to pay you less. And this is grain falling number across harvesting date. The grain falling number is one of the most important quality indicator that associated with pre-harvest is sprouting. And again, for a good quality grain, like a food quality grain, the number should be over 300. So if you see, if you wait to harvest your wheat until mid-June, late July, you are basically reducing your wheat quality. We also analyzed several other wheat quality component across harvest date, and none of which significantly associated with harvesting date except softness equivalent. Moving on to our double crop soybean yield, and this graph represents double crop soybean yield in bushels per acre across planting date. Here the x-axis is the planting date, ranges from early June to late July. And for those who is not familiar with bushels per acre, actually 1 bushels per acre equivalent to 67 kilograms per hectare. Again, our double crop soybean yield declined curvilinearly as you delay your planting. The main point is, I like to highlight, we don't see that much yield decline until mid-June, but after that, we lost like a 30 bushels yield over a month and a half period. The main reason of this yield penalty or yield loss, actually the shorter growing season, and we didn't give plant to enough time to produce optimum leaf area index of 4 by R2 to R3 stage. But although we did not measure a leaf area index, we measure NDVI, and we found the NDVI is correlated well with leaf area index from a different study. And this is the data set that's showing the relationship between soybean NDVI and LAI. And again, it is not the, it wasn't a part of our main research, but we found that relationship from a different study. The main point I like to highlight here, that our targeted or optimum leaf area index of 4 corresponds with a NDVI value of 0.85. And this graph represents the season-long dynamics of NDVI across reproductive stages. And different line represents on your left planting date and on your right different maturity group. And the main point I like to highlight here, is regardless of your planting date and maturity group, NDVI peaked at around R4 stage. And we see some difference of our maximum peak value. So if you plant your early before mid-June, you can reach your targeted NDVI of 0.85. And we didn't see that much difference among maturity group except late 4. And this graph represents the correlation between double crop soybean yield and NDVI at R5 stage. The main point I like to highlight here, our targeted NDVI of 0.85 represents over 50 bushels soybean yield. We are really like to develop or trying to develop this type of relationship at earlier reproductive stage, but we didn't have that much data in 2015. We collected lots of data this year, and we're going to conduct this experiment next year also. Hopefully we'll find some good correlation at earlier reproductive stage. So, to summarize that, our wheat yield, test weight, grain quality decrease as we delay our harvesting from early June to mid-July. And also double crop soybean yield decreased quadratically as you delay your planting. And NDVI peaked around R4 stage with a maximum value of 0.85. And NDVI at the R5 stage was strongly correlated with soybean yield. So we concluded that if you harvest your wheat at a 20% moisture, make sure it past reached what I am talking about, 20% moisture or around 20%, when the wheat reached fast at 20%. It's not like it's come down to 40 and then gets rain, go back to 20%. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the wheat first reaches at 20% or around 20% moisture. That can, you can increase your wheat yield and quality by reducing your test weight loss. Also, you can increase your double crop soybean yield by allowing early planting, 7 to 10 days. And this is the way we can increase our overall double crop enterprise income. With that, thank you all.
We have time for questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you adjust your test weights to storage shade moistures before you calculate them? Because I don't quite understand where the dry matter would go as the moisture increases.
The question was, did I adjust my test weight at the moisture content that is stored, right? Yes, we adjusted at 13% moisture content. That's the test to it. Yes?
How much would the post-producer, you would need some energy, right, to get into the 1940s. So how much would the post-producer, and I don't know if I have some figure, that would compensate for the early harvesting of the wheat,
It's a very good question. The question was how much actually the farmers need to pay to dry down from 20% to 13%. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the main concern of this project. Lots of farmers ask that question. Actually, this year, company really, they really understand if you they find some wheat with high moisture, that's going to increase their quality, that's going to pay for it. And Purdue this year buying wheat at 16%, is it? Yes, 15%. So, yeah, company understand that one. Yes, it's going to cost you like a cents, 20 to 30 cents per bushel, but overall you are getting that cost from your quality wheat. That's going to pay you. Yes, sir. Again, please.
The germination and vigor of the seed they harvested at a high moisture content versus a low moisture.
The question was, did I measure the germination with high moisture and low moisture? The answer is no, we didn't.
It'd be interesting to see if it changed.
No more questions? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.